Okay, so last week we had a very serious question. Last week we had like this. We had that the Gemara says openly that Achashverosh wore the clothing of the Bigdei Kahuna. Now we said, we pointed out that the Medrash did not say that he wore the clothing, but the Gemara says he wore the clothing. And yet we know he wasn't punished, and Belshazzar wasn't punished for using the kalim, the mani, mem aleph nun yud. He was punished for the mani, but not punished for the clothing. So our question last week was, what's going on? Why would he not be punished for the clothing? The clothing is just as bad, from at least on the surface. Last week's long class was showing that the clothing's even worse, because the clothing you're putting on your body and you're actually more of a benefit to your personal being, which makes it much worse. While on the other hand, the kalim, okay, so you're showing off kalim, maybe he drank from it, but it could be showing off, it's not as bad. That's what we left with a question from last week. So before we get to the answers, now let's go through the answers. Everyone's been on Spielkes the whole week. So let's go through some of the answers. Why would it be worse? So interestingly enough, Israel started with this, I think, at one point, that in a way, the clothing, although it's beneficial for the wearer, and therefore Achashverosh is doing worse by wearing the clothing, the advantage of lesser sin, if you use just a phrase, a lesser sin of clothing is the fact that because clothing is used by the people of the Kahanim, it's not as holy as the Beis HaMikdash Tikka Kalim. The Kalim are exclusively set aside for Beis HaMikdash temple use. Beis HaMikdash use. That's all it's for. The clothing is on a personal level for the Kohen. In fact, you could say, the Machloek is how far it goes in the Gemara and the Bishonim, the clothing that the Kohen has to wear. He must wear clothing to perform the Avodah. If he is doing the service without the proper clothing, it's Chayav Misa maybe even. So let's say, and the other hand, he can't wear the clothing stam, it's a Bigdei Kahuna, and it has klayim in it maybe, so you can't wear it stam, but how much does the limit stop? So let's say he finishes his avodah, he does his service for the Beis HaMikdash, and he finishes his avodah at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock and 4 seconds, he's already mechuyah for wearing a klayim. It doesn't make sense. You have to live like a normal human being at a certain level, right? Which means on some point, and depends how far you go, we're not going through all the details, but at some point in the clothing itself, there's a personal usage for the Kahanim, and maybe the Kohen Gadol, that's allowed. Because we expect him to be a normal person. We don't expect him to get undressed when he finishes the Mizbech. At the Mizbech, he has to walk back to the closet and to the bathroom, and maybe, so he has time. So because on the beginning end, the clothing has an advantage, that it's not, an advantage means it's more mundane usage for the Kahanim themselves, then you could say on the reverse end, the clothing doesn't become as dire of a transgression when you're using it for yourself. When Achashverosh takes the clothing and uses it for himself, even though, of course, we said that's terrible, and he's using but you know what? The clothing is meant for yourself. It's meant for that. And the Kahanim themselves wear it for themselves. So since the Kahanim themselves use the clothing for personal usage on a legal way, in a legal manner, since it's used for, in a legal manner, then on the back end of it, it's not considered temple stuff, 100% temple stuff. A lower level kedusha. You can't use any of the cups of the Beis HaMikdash for personal use. There's never a situation for that. So therefore, since the clothing is used on a personal level, on the back end, the transgression is not as bad. So the punishment will only work when he starts using the kalim. That's one answer I saw brought down. A second answer I saw brought down, the Menais HaLevi, it's a very famous sefer Megil Sester. Menais HaLevi on Gil Sester was a sefer written as Shalach Manas. One of the all-time greats for him. He sent it to his shver as a Shalach Manas gift, and it's really a compilation, and he adds in all the famous questions he goes through. So he says, no, you have to read the Gemara very differently. I wouldn't read the Gemara this way myself. He says, no, the Gemara means both. Enochanami. We asked last week that the clothing is being worn now, and the kalim is being worn in Pasuk Zayin. And it only talks about the punishment in Pasuk Zayin. He said, yeah, it's a combination. They both work together. That means the clothing alone would have been good enough for a punishment. The other stuff, the kalim themselves, would have been enough for a punishment. And together they work as a punishment. But don't start discomparing, if that's a word, the clothing to the punishment. So answer number one is clothing is less. Answer number two is no, they're equal. And it works together. It works together. Now, what's interesting is...
How do you know that the clothing wasn't getting punished?
Oh, so what we said last week was this. So the Gemara says that the word teferis means, gzer shavet teferis means the pasuk and the tzava that it's used for clothing. And it just says he used the clothing. Oh, well, and then a page later, it says he used the kalim and it got punished. So the question, why didn't it say it earlier? So one answer is now it's saying that it didn't say because it's less. One answer is no, it didn't say it here, but it said it by both. Another interesting answer is like this. When it says the word in the pasuk, ves yikar teferis. Ves yikar teferis. Yikar teferis meant in English that the beauty of it, and teferis is now he said a gzeirah shava to understand that it meant the clothing. How do you know it means clothing? Because the word teferis is used in Parshas Tetzaveh. So since teferis means beautifying, that's the exact word. So it says beautifying the kohen gadol, the kohen wear the clothing for beautification. Here it says beautification. It means it's the kohen gadol. It means it's the clothing. You know it's the clothing from the word teferis. So that's what Gevaldik answer. The word teferis means, in according to what we just said until now, that the chefza of the item teferis means clothing. Just like it says teferis over here, it says teferis over there. Teferis, gzeirah shava means that it means the clothing. But I saw an answer like this when you read the pasuk. When it says yikar teferis, it meant he wore the clothing in a beautification way. That means when he took out the kalim in pasuk Zion, he meant it in a detrimental, disgusting, anti-religious way. He was saying, look at that, the base of Midrash doesn't exist. Look at that, the 70 years are up. Look at that, it's all over. That deserves a punishment. But when he put on the clothing, he wasn't doing it. He was doing it for beautification.
He wanted to look good.
Either, we're going to about to divide it up, either he wanted to look good so it wasn't done detrimentally, or he was saying, look at the beauty of this stuff, in a positive way. Now, why would he say, look at the beauty of this stuff? So I thought of my own potential answer. The Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara in Zvachim, says that the Kahanim, and Kohen Gadol for sure, when they wore the clothing, the sins in Klai Yisrael automatically became forgiven, null and void. So, null and void. If you wore the ephod, when the Kohen Gadol was wearing certain clothing. When you're wearing certain clothing, the power of the clothing is that it has the power to forgive certain sins. So much so, that the Rishonim, more of a shlo, asked a question. If that's a true statement, then how ever was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? They had the clothing until the end. That's a real question, which maybe we'll get to next week. Would have done it this week, we're starting a little late, I apologize. But it means, that the Gemara says, this is not anything, this is for sure, that's a question of the Shloka Kodesh. But the Gemara itself says, and it's Chumash, that the clothing is mevatel on certain averis. For the Me'il is on Lashon Hara, the Eifid's on Avodah Zara. That means the wearing of certain clothing protects. So it could be, that Achashverosh was taking out the clothing and saying, guys, you have to realize the power of this stuff here. This is major stuff. I'm going to add my own Americanish detail and say like this. Achashverosh is inviting the Jews to the party, and he was telling the Jews, listen, according to until we were learning until now, he's calling the Jews in and telling them, your 70 years is up, nothing's going to happen. But and that's a negative, for sure, and that's mocking God, and he had the cheshbon wrong in the 70 years. But it could be what he was doing was, he was saying, guys, listen, join the party, don't worry about it. You got to get out of jail free card. I'm going to put on the clothing. This is my answer. I'm going to put on the clothing. Exactly. What's the best thing a guy wants to hear? He gets a free pass. You got a free pass, you're fine, it's no problem. So he was telling them, guys, listen, don't worry about it. Don't start getting nervous. It's not so kosher. It's not so. Don't worry about it. I'm taking out the clothing. The clothing's going to stand there as a protection for you. So now, it's not going to answer why he wasn't punished for it. Exactly. What I'm trying to say is, it's a game I'm playing, that since he was makir the clothing, he's saying, look, this clothing has such power. Even though he's using the clothing to maybe potentially get the Jews to sin, But in the end, he's looking at the clothing and saying, listen, there's nothing positive to this thing. So when he's saying there's something positive in the clothing, you can't turn around and say, you know what, you're going to get punished with death with that. Or again, there is a concept of
a little bit of a zechus in what he did, and that takes away, and with the kalim, he wasn't showing that off, and it's also not a zechus?
It doesn't say that he was showing off the kalim to say, look at the power of the kalim. You say, look at the power of me. Here, what he's saying is, look at the power of the kalim. I would say, even I thought of it right now, that maybe he was even doing it for himself. Maybe we talk when you use the clothing and you tell the Jews sin because it has forgiving power. It has forgiving power for yourself also. So even though he should have been punished, but the clothing has an innate power of forgiveness inside of it. So maybe since the power itself, even though again you're using it detrimental, it's like to get out of jail at the same time, right? You have the pass to get out of jail. Why are you getting into jail? So you go in for a second, but you're getting out right away.
The clothing never lost the power.
So that's going back to a question we'll have to discuss again, not this week because I'm just whatever. But there is a.
No,
but the question is like, no, that's going to be a general question. The general question is going to be, how is it possible that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed when these specific clothing is about Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aris, and Shefichas Damim? So how do you say the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they had the clothing as well? We're going to discuss that mitzvah next week. There's several approaches because that's a very serious question. I mean, they have the same kasha on they ask it on
is that
That's the second base of Middash. So you're right. We wouldn't ask the question from the second base of Middash. We'd only ask the question from the first base of Middash. But what we have here is that potentials of why the clothing had less of a detrimental punishment effect to it could be because, now, that would mean in the Pasuk, again, we're saying, that when it says Yikar,
Teferis,
it means not that they, in Etzem, had this concept of Teferis. What it means is that he was saying that. The Megillah uses the word Teferis to tell us that he was being positive on it, and therefore we're saying now he has less of a punishment. Now, another answer is that there is a question halachically. If there is a, Me'ila means Mem Ayin, Yud Lamed Hey, is when you use the Kachem Dikah stuff for mundane matters. There is sort of like the first answer, but in halacha, is there Me'ila by clothing? Now, it's very possible that many Rishonim say that there's no Me'ila by clothing, which means automatically, again, on some level, that's a good feeling. On some level, the clothing is less detrimental, when you're using it for itself. We're going to have to stop. I really apologize. I thought I'd go much longer.